Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to WLW Sports at the half. Harbor Beach leading 30-27. After quite the first half, we've had five lead changes and four ties. Sandusky's led as many by seven. That was back in the first quarter, 11-4. Harbor Beach has led as many by five. 30-25 just before halftime with a minute 10 left. For Harbor Beach, they're led by Josh Shelke with 16 of their 30 points. Cody Seaman with five, Dalton Oakey with four, Seltz with three, and Lemansky with two. They are 1-for-4 from the free throw line for 25%. Sandusky led by Danny Hale with 14 points, Brandon Potter and Josh DeCam each with five, and Justin Miller with three, and they're a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Rebounding goes to in favor of Harbor Beach thus far with 12 all defensive rebounds. Sandusky only with seven, with five defensive and two offensive rebounds. John Mooney, how about shooting?
Sandusky is shooting really well here at home. 11-for-25, 44%. And the Harbor Beach Pirates are shooting a blistering 61%, 13-for-21. This close of making it 14-for-22. I think Harbor Beach got robbed on that last shot.
I will agree with you on that one. Brady Kirsch had the putback right at the buzzer. From what we could tell, it was released before the buzzer. Two officials did not know what to say, and one official came through with the call and said no good. 2:20 before we start the second half, and it's surprising to see. 61% makes more sense for Harbor Beach shooting in that first half. They have zero offensive rebounds, but they really haven't been missing.
That's true. Plus, as far as shot selection is concerned, they've really been choosy out there. The only one that was really hurried was the last shot that Brady Kirsch took, and I can see why the official might blow a call like that one, because he was a baseline official. Brady had his back to him. It was almost like a screen situation. He just didn't see it.
Coming to the second half, what are both teams trying to figure out?
Well, you know, the first half, we always know to play it just to go ahead and get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone is in good shape. There was five fouls called on Sandusky, and nobody in foul trouble. Nobody picked up two. There was only two fouls called on Harbor Beach, and obviously they're okay. They're in good shape. I think this is going to take the shape of the game probably that was done in Harbor Beach. The only difference is that their scorers are going to have to really kind of carry things. In the previous meeting, Josh Schelke had 14 points for the Harbor Beach Pirates, and right now he has 16. Austin Seltz had a great second quarter up in Harbor Beach. He finished with 13. And those were the only two that were in double figures in that particular game. For Danny Hale, he had 23 the first game, and nobody else was in double figures. What I see is that Danny Hale's trying to go ahead and keep pace with Josh Schelke, and the rest of them are going to have to pick it up. That's what I think both coaches are basically saying. We need more options.
Danny Hale with 14, Josh Schelke with 16, as we are 40 seconds away from tipping off. Sandusky came out hot. They were leading 11-4, not even halfway through the first quarter. And then Harbor Beach started to fight back a little bit here, and now they lead at halftime by 30-27. Harbor Beach, of course, won the big one against Sandusky in Harbor Beach. With a win tonight, they would be a perfect 8-0 in the East to conclude their regular season and move on to 15-4.
The first 3 minutes of this game basically dictated the tempo. Sandusky got off to a real great start. Harbor Beach went ahead and weathered the storm and have a three-point lead at halftime. I would anticipate that the first 3 minutes of this particular half is going to also set the tone as well.
Well, we'll find out what happens here as Sandusky is out of their huddle in their white home uniforms. Harbor Beach breaking huddle as well. You don't see Ron Rubel call timeout in the first quarter, especially full timeout, but clearly, it did the trick, and Harbor Beach got their jitters out a little bit.
It was very fortuitous as far as the call.
But props for Ron Rubel. He's rocking the sweater vest tonight. I'm proud. Sandusky with the first possession in the second half. Lisecki to left wing against Schelke. Up to Danny Hale against Cody Seaman. Over to the right wing to Potter. Potter swings it back up top of the key over to the left wing. Now to the hands of Hale once again. Trying to feed into Potter. Against Lemanski, over to the opposite block against Joe Stone, goes up against Oki. Oki misses it and goes up for 2 points, and we have a one-point game, 30-29. Harbor Beach can hang on to it, their 11th turnover of the night, and Danny Hale goes in for the layup, and it's in for 2 points, and Sandusky out with a quick 4 points, and they have the lead, 31-30. Seaman in transition over to Schelke, right block, spins into the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And Schelke would go to the line for two shots. That is the first team foul against Sandusky in the second half. It goes against number 11, Danny Hale, his first. Schelke for the night is 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and this one's good. Now 2-for-3. Second free throw up for Schelke. Missed that one and brought in by Potter.
31 all. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
That's the fifth tie of the night. Over to the right wing to Stone. Dribbling into the free throw line over to Hale, left wing. A little bit of pass was a little off the mark. Has to chase it down. Lisecki back to Potter. DeCam top of the key. Trying to look for options. Over to Hale, right wing against Seaman. Lisecki to Potter, left corner for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Schelke. 31-31, Austin Seltz left wing. Schelke top of the key now with the ball, dribbling against Lisecki. Retreats over to Seltz, back up to Schelke. Guard swing through the lane, and the screen pass, a slip in for Seaman, gets the pass, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, goes to the line for two shots.
Nice cut by Cody Seaman, nice pass. And Cody's finding himself at the foul line.
It's the second team foul for Sandusky in this half. And the second against Danny Hale, so that's two quick fouls for Hale. First free throw from Seaman is good, and Harbor Beach has the lead back at 32-31. Substitution, Jason Gaffke checks in for Harbor Beach and gives Dalton Oki a little bit of a breather. Second free throw from Seaman. This one rattles home in for two.
Cody Seaman looks like he's getting a stroke back.
33-31, Harbor Beach by 2 points. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Devin Lemanski got the tip on the inbound pass into the post, and it's out of bounds. Ball goes all the way underneath the bleachers. Julian Tenerife from the Harbor Beach JV saves that one. Sandusky will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of Verahio. Potter inbounding it to down to the key to Stone over to